Delegates at the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, known as Rio Plus 20, are still negotiating the final outcome document, but Xiaozu Kang, the conference's secretary general, says he's optimistic things will get done and reminds those involved that Rio Plus 20 is where decisions on the future of the planet, economies, and livelihoods for the next 10 to 20 years are going to be made.
All countries are aware that the opportunities presented by Rio to muster the political will and set the global agenda on sustained development cannot go to waste, because we cannot afford to waste it. So, I'm optimistic. I cannot afford to be otherwise. The future of our planet is at stake. The survival of the mankind is at stake.
More than 100 heads of state and government, along with thousands of parliamentarians, mayors, UN officials, chief executive officers, and civil society leaders, will attend Rio Plus 20's high-level meeting from the 20th to the 22nd of June. They will shape new policies to promote prosperity, reduce poverty, and advance social equity and environmental protection. Xiaozu Kang is calling on world leaders to renew their political commitments for sustainable development.
The world we live in today is not sustainable. Not sustainable socially, economically, and environmentally. At Rio, world leaders need to renew their political commitments for sustainable development and adopt an ambitious and yet practical outcome that equals the magnitude of today's challenges.
Xiaozu Kang says that Rio must have an action document with clear steps forward that define the implementation agenda. He points out that so far there has been broad and enthusiastic support for sustainable development goals, which will complement the Millennium Development Goals.
A green economy can be an important pathway to sustainable development, but it is vital that each country need the policy space to pursue its own green economy path. It is also important that countries agree that the green economy will not become a new barrier to trade or source of aid conditionalities. We all agree there is no one-size-fits-all approach.
Rio Plus 20 comes 3 years before the deadline to fulfill the UN Millennium Development Goals, which were agreed upon by world leaders in 2000 with the aim of improving the lives of the world's poorest people. Julie Walker, United Nations.